Get a better broadcast, podcast, and voiceover voice. Hello, this is Peter Stewart. We're talking about the different keys to conversationality, and we're up to key number 15. Who knew there were so many? Well, certainly not those supposed trainers and authors about voice and about presentation skills who pretend they know an awful lot about how to talk out loud for a living. But rather worryingly and oddly and confusingly avoid the huge main areas of intonation and also conversationality. Not here. And that's why there's been a short daily podcast every day since the 1st of January 2021. Hi, I'm Peter Stewart. One key to conversationality is pausing. Yeah, if you put pauses in different places as you search for the right word or phrase, just don't do it too often, it'll make you sound much more conversational. These may be silent or they could be vocalized, like those two examples in that last sentence. I've heard, but haven't actually been able to verify, although I have tried to check it out, that Ira Glass, the producer-presenter of the podcast This American Life, doesn't use commas or full stops or periods in his scripts. He uses ellipses. They are the dot, dot, dot that you often see in scripts. When you listen to him, he sounds as though he's talking, and yet he's actually reading phrase to phrase to phrase. And with ellipses, again, that's the dot, 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 you can decide how long the pause should be. It could be a beat, could be a pregnant pause, or a suspension before that final phrase. So it could be a beat, a pregnant pause, or a suspension before the final phrase. If it sounds as though you're reading an item, you're doing it wrong. You should sound as though you're just telling a friend something of interest, shouldn't you? Yeah. And a few extra pauses in there for good measure. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.